The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. Just finished watching Donald Trump's interview with Laura Ingraham, which covered a bunch of stuff. But I really want to hone in on the fact that the last 4 minutes of this 22-minute interview were all about Trump wanting to make Canada the 51st state. I swear to God. The 4 minutes of this interview, like one-fifth of the interview, basically, was dedicated to Canada. And it is just wheels off. And I got to tell you, Laura Ingraham is like playing the voice of reason on this. That's how you know how crazy this is, that Laura Ingraham is looking at him like, who is this insane grandpa talking about annexing Canada? Like, what are you even talking about? Laura Ingraham has to fact check him a couple of times. Laura Ingraham fact checked Trump. That's how fucking crazy Trump was being. It is totally absurd. And I'm sorry to punish you with it. So if you want, we're about to play the clip. If you want, you can just fast forward and get to my analysis on the other side. But it is worth just going through the highlight reel here because it is lunacy.
Here's my problem with Canada. Canada was meant to be the 51st state because we subsidize Canada by $200 billion a year. We don't need their cars. We don't need their lumber. We have a lot of lumber. We freed it up, as you know, last week. We're freeing it up so that you can actually cut down a tree without being, you know, given the death penalty. Because what these radical environmentalists have done to our country, but we freed it up. But we don't need their lumber. We don't need their energy. We don't need anything. We certainly don't want their automobiles. They make a lot of millions of automobiles are sent in. I'd rather have them made in Michigan. I'd rather have them made in South Carolina or any one of our.
But you're tougher with Canada than you are with some only of our biggest adversaries.
Only
line.
Because it's meant to be our 51st state.
And okay, but
but listen to this for a second.
We need their territory. They have territorial advantage. We're not going to let them get close to China.
Look, right? I deal with every country, indirectly or directly. One of the nastiest countries to deal with is Canada. The people that, now this was Trudeau, the people that good old Justin, I call him Governor Trudeau, his people were nasty. And they weren't telling the truth. They never told the truth. You know that, they'd say, well, we don't charge. Well, they do. They charge tremendous. They charge tremendous. And if you look at dairy products, what they've done to our farmers, I'd go up to Iowa, I'd go up to different places, Nebraska, and they would always complain about Canada, how they get ripped off. Do you know that Canada has a 250% tariff? 250, nobody knows that. They charge us numbers that are crazy.
But
we have a very big deficit with Canada. And there's no reason, much more. We have much more.
I don't think so.
You understand, we subsidize Canada. And I like Canada. I love Canada.
But now, Wayne Gretzky, the liberal guys.
I love his wife.
The Liberal Party is going to win now in the next election,
most likely.
And they were down tonight. Isn't that going to be make them more hostile to us and possibly
open the door? No, I'd rather deal with a liberal than a conservative.
For China, closer to Canada, and that would really put us in a bind.
The conservative that's running is stupidly no friend of mine. I don't know him, but he said negative things. So when he says negative things, I couldn't care less. I think it's easier to deal, actually, with a liberal. And maybe they're going to win, but I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me at all.
So your end game is what with them?
My end game is I don't want to have a big deficit. I don't want to see the United States of America, and you say 60 and I say 200, but it doesn't matter. I don't want us to pay 60 or $200 billion to a country that if they were a state, think of this, it would be our biggest, most beautiful, it would be great. This state, it would be cherished. We'd take care of it. The people would pay half what they're paying right now. Canada pays very little for defense. They think we're going to defend them.
We protect them.
What?
We protect them.
We protect them. We protect them. Do you know in NATO they pay less than anybody else? In everything else, they go, we're in the process of buying 48 icebreakers. All of a sudden I see Canada's involved where they're going to get a piece of them. I say, what are they paying? And so I got tired of it. Here's the story. I had one of the most successful economies. I had the most successful economy in the history of our country in my first 4 years. We did a great job. Largest tax cuts ever, largest everything. We had right to try where people were able to use drugs. Stupidly, for many years, they weren't able to use, the far-reaching drugs because they weren't approved yet. Somebody's terminally ill, they couldn't do it. With me, they can do it. We did so many things. We rebuilt our military. Canada doesn't pay for military. They don't give they give us nothing. And they are the worst people to negotiate with of everybody.
You
they
got them with the USMCA. Worst. You finally got them around the edge on that, though.
I got them there. And USMCA is good, but they cheat. An agreement's good, but they cheat. And Mexico cheats also.
But China cheated on your 2019.
Can I tell you what?
They totally cheated and dropped it with Biden. You had a great deal.
When Biden took over, he didn't push them. I would call up once every 2 weeks saying you're not living up to the agreement and they'd buy more corn, more this. So the most we ever did was $15 billion with China, the farmers and everything, and manufacturing.
Yeah.
I had them up to $50 billion and they were doing it. When Biden get it, do you think Biden called up President Xi and said, you're screwing us?
So I think the most important thing to say here is that even on Fox, even on primetime Fox, the primetime Fox hosts are like, why are you so crazy? What do we need to do to bring you back to reality? She's just like nudging him, trying to be like, come on. This is a troll, right? This is a troll. No, it's not a troll. Trump gets angrier and angrier as he starts talking about Canada, keeps riling himself up. He starts here. Canada's meant to be the 51st state. Laura Ingraham is trying to get him to realize that China is a bigger threat, that our trade deficit is bigger with China, that should be the bigger concern. And Trump is just like, no, Canada's essence was meant to be the 51st state, so I need to deal with that.
Here's my problem with Canada. Canada was meant to be the 51st state.
Then he goes on talking about all the things we don't need from Canada. We don't need their lumber. This is an aside. I don't think that's true. I think that housing costs, insurance rates. I just got a note about my insurance going up. Part of that is that if a house gets hit by a hurricane or a tornado and you got to rebuild it, it costs more now. Part of that is inflation, but the tariffs are a part of that, right? That the wood and the lumber, the steel, that's going to cost more. For building. So that's going to raise housing prices on everybody. So anyway, he says, we don't need their lumber. Wrong, we do. And then he goes on a weird tangent about how we can't cut down a tree in this country without getting the death penalty.
That you can actually cut down a tree without being, given the death penalty.
I don't even know what you're talking about. We have a vibrant lumber industry, forestry industry here in this country. He then goes on about how we don't need Canada's energy.
We don't need their energy. We don't need anything.
We do need Canada's energy. I mean, Doug Ford threatened to cut off the electricity. He talked about how all the homes in America that would have been impacted by that. And then Trump backed down. Just regardless of whether you think we don't need it in the biggest possible picture in the long term, at least right now, yes, American homes are reliant on Canadian energy. He goes on, the nastiest people to deal with are the Canadians.
One of the nastiest countries to deal with is Canada. The people that, now this was Trudeau, the people that good old Justin, I call him Governor Trudeau, his people were nasty.
Canadians? The Canadians are the nastiest people to deal with? And this is just farcical. And there's a whole stereotype about how nice the Canadians are, how Canadians are too nice and too agreeable. And like, what are you even talking about? The Canadians are the nastiest ones to deal with? I think he just means that like the Canadians aren't playing the, oh, we got to suck up to you, Donald Trump game. And that's what being nice is to him. Like, it's like people flattering him. They're not flattering him enough because this is what it's all about. It's all about who can be, you know, the most ostentatious in their praise of Donald Trump's golf game or whatever. So anyway, then he goes on. He goes here, they charge tremendous.
You know, they'd say, well, we don't charge. Well, they do. They charge tremendous. They charge tremendous.
Is that even English? They charge tremendous? What are you even talking about? They charge what? What are you talking about? Then he gets into the trade deficit. Again, trade deficits are not necessarily bad. It's fine for us to have a trade deficit. It just means that, you know, we're importing more goods from the other country. Is actually the sign of a successful country, really, but that's neither here nor there. Laura Ingraham then has to correct him on the trade deficit. Like I said, he gets fact-checked by Laura Ingraham.
They charge us numbers that are crazy.
But what,
we have a very big deficit with Canada, and there's no reason, much more. We have much more.
Laura then kind of again goes at him. He's like, it's going to be your fault that the conservative doesn't win in Canada. He doesn't care, he says. He'd rather deal with a liberal than a conservative.
The liberal guy,
I love his wife.
The liberal party is going to win now in the next election, most likely. And they were down tonight. Isn't that going to make them more hostile to us?
And then he kind of implies that we wouldn't protect Canada if Canada was attacked, and that we shouldn't come to their defense, even though Canada has sacrificed many, you know, resources and blood and treasure on our behalf in wars after we were attacked. Again, he talks about how Canada's cheating. Ingram's like, what are you talking about? Trump said he'd call up every 2 weeks to Canada to keep them from cheating. Like, he's just fabricating stories.
You know, an agreement's good, but they cheat. And Mexico cheats also.
But China cheated on your 2019.
Can I tell you what?
Phase one, they totally cheated and dropped it with Biden. You had a great deal.
When Biden took over, he didn't push them. I would call up once every 2 weeks saying you're not living up to the agreement and they'd buy more corn, more this.
The whole thing is just preposterous. It's like, what are we doing? How can anybody, if an interview is happening and you're a Republican president and Laura Ingraham is looking at you like you're a loon and is trying to reattach you to reality and, you know, and try to get you off your weird grudge against our neighbor and ally to the north, then I clearly you have fallen off the dark side of the moon. You're so far into crazy town. I mean, like, imagine how far out there you have to be for Laura Ingraham to be like, dude, let's touch grass. What are you doing? The Canadians are fine. Okay, Canadians are allies. And Laura at the beginning there kind of gets to a fundamental question. Why are you meaner to the Canadians than you are to the autocrats and to the dictators throughout the world? And you don't get an answer. You get the answer that Canada was nasty to them. Well, yeah, because you're giving Putin everything you want. But Putin's going to be nasty to you too if you actually showed some balls. So anyway, there you go to our Canadian friends. Not an encouraging interview, let me tell you. I guess maybe slightly encouraging that even the craziest Fox News host thinks that this is lunacy. And so maybe, you know, Trump does have like half of his cabinet or Fox News, you know, personalities. So maybe that'll have an impact somewhere. But as for the president himself, the marbles, he's lost his marbles. It's like, zzz. Things aren't going great in the brain. So anyway, there you go. I had to watch a Laura Ingraham interview, so you didn't have to. You're welcome. Well, I guess you might have had to if you watched through the whole 4 minutes. But if you skipped it just for my takes, I did that for you.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.